Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener podcast. Before we begin, I just want to tell you once again, go on to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is your best resource and best explanation to show you what is going on in this world. What is the matrix, guys? The matrix is you are born in a war. You might have stocks, you might have family, you might go to, you know, bowling on Saturday. All these things are really wonderful things, but in the whole scheme of things, there has been an evolutionary millennial year war that has been happening. This goes back thousands and thousands of years. Now, in the current era that you live in, to explain it once more again from the start, there is a U.S. military-industrial complex. This U.S. military-industrial complex is in complete, total war with a communist conspiracy. This conspiracy seeks to destroy the U.S. military complex. The conspiracy is aligned with Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and these rogue nation states. And our politicians are the most wonderful thing. The politicians are being blackmailed and extorted, and they work for our enemies. Now, the events that are unfolding in the Middle East are because of this war, and Iran is basically getting beat down. I mean, Israel is just going ham right now. You know, they've taken out Hamas, they've taken out Hezbollah, and we told you why Iran was going to act this way. The reason why is that Israel launched a single weapon right beside their nuclear facilities, and they basically warned Iran, if you guys intervene or do anything, we are going to take out your nuclear program. Israel is just absolutely going on a tear right now. And Iran is having secret meetings. They're running back to Russia, Big Brother, and saying, hey, you want to protect us? And the reason why people have not been indicted right now and why this is happening the way it is simply because of military strategic operations. They cannot indict people and tell people the truth because then Russia will come along for this war. This is all outlined in theawakener.ca. For those of you who are listening to the show and you want to closer listen to the show, you can subscribe to my Patreon. It's literally only $4 a month. You get all kinds of cool information, or you can follow my Instagram. I will explain news articles. But such interesting things are happening in the political world. Now, so we want to recap a few things, okay, as we continue. So the first thing we want to recap is the U.S. election, okay? So Trump right now seems to be ahead. The whole media complex is telling you Kamala's ahead because they're keeping their options open. But realistically, Trump is cleaning house right now. So Trump is polling way better than he did last year. And as you know, Trump got a record number of votes. If Trump had faced Obama back in 2008, Trump would have beat Obama, and Obama was the most popular president. Now, the media is telling you that Kamala is ahead and everything is wonderful for a reason. It's to give the communists options. So the conspiracy has a few options when it comes to this election that I've outlined on the podcast and on theawakener.ca. So go back and listen to some old videos or subscribe to Patreon, and we do a whole detail about what are the options for this coming election. To me, I love Trump. Trump looks really, really tired. He looks really, really beat up. And you can really see, I don't know if this is an optical illusion or why he's acting the way he's acting, but it really seems like he's really kind of, you know, tired. I really hope that he wins because, you know, we need him. We need this Western complex to get stronger. But like I said, there's so many options of things that can happen, and I can't just be 100% predictor. People are going to say, okay, make your prediction and let's see if it was right. There's really only three scenarios, and once again, I've put it on theawakener.ca and previous podcasts. So back to the Middle East, as we said, Iran is basically almost in a fight for its life. We predicted in this podcast that the reason the Iran war started is because Iran launched an EMP weapon. I expect eventually that Iran is going to make a move. And this is being baited through Trump and this optical illusion that's happening on television. Iran is, they really have always planned to take out Israel with all these kind of Middle Eastern nations planning to descend on it. And you can really see how the U.S. complex is kind of baiting through Trump that, oh, you know, Trump might be coming back. Trump's popular. You can see that the assassinations, people are starting to wake up. You know, Iran hacked Trump's campaign. You can see that these people that tried to assassinate Trump were connected to Iran. All these things are completely related. So I'm not going to talk about those three things. You got to go to previous podcasts because there's so much more to talk about as we kind of enter this phase. Now, so to recap, the events that are unfolding today are because of a historical communist expansion throughout the world, okay? This goes from original idea of Karl Marx writing the, you know, the Communist Manifesto down, writing all these documents, and then really them kind of being put into action. Okay, so the first way they're put into action is that they're put into universities, scholars start to read them, and then we learn about how they've expanded over time. So the first expansion, and we're going to go through kind of the steps here. The first expansion historically that happened was obviously World War I. So Karl Marx's ideas, communism, were all across schools. They wanted to put it into to control. And the first thing that happened was obviously World War I. Now the Russians, the Tsars used to be in charge, and the first nation on earth that was seized by the communists was the Soviet Union, okay, Russia. So in 1905, the Soviets descended on the Tsars, and they tried to take over government, and it didn't work out. In 1917, they tried it again. They were successful in 1917 because of this backdrop of war, okay? So that was the first attempt. So we have original idea, Karl Marx, write it down, study it, formulate it, put it in action. So, you know, Gustavo Principe, he was a communist. He assassinated Archduke Ferdinand, and then boom, Russian Revolution, we have a nation on earth. Now, after World War I, there was another period of time that happened. They did World War II. So we've talked about on the podcast that Hitler was a commie plant. Hitler basically went berserk. The reason why Hitler went berserk is because the communists were feeding a whole bunch of information through Russia to the Communist Party of Germany, and the Communist Party of Germany and obviously Hitler's party were going at each other, and out of the political violence came the Nazis going nuts, seizing the Weimar Republic, and then obviously World War II. What was the result of World War II? The communist conspiracy, then at half the earth, you had the Iron Curtain. So if you're following so far, this is 250 years or 200 years of putting action into place. Original idea, writing it down, studying it, you know, putting into action World War I, seizing a nation, World War II, having half the earth, and then obviously the plan since then. Now, the plan since then, as we've recapped many times on the show, the communists have tried to formulate ideas or times or plans to gain control over the final half of the earth. The final half of the earth is the Western complex. So the communists at this time after World War II are seeking control of the other half of the world. Unfortunately for them, the other half of the world are the Western imperialists, the side that hates the communists. So they're involved in this war with their own doom almost, right? So this is the yin and the yang that we discuss on the show. Now, I believe during JFK's time in office, the Soviets thought that they were ahead in the game. Okay, the Soviets thought they were ahead in the space race. They thought they were they had more technology. Their military was a little bit stronger, their weaponry. So this is why I really think that, you know, that incident that happened in Cuba, that was them trying to go for it or setting up the war to go for their control. But after JFK, the events really did not go their way. They became overburdened by debt. They couldn't pay their bills. And obviously, we've talked about how the U.S. complex on the podcast and on the website, the U.S. complex grew, became this $8 trillion behemoth. And then obviously in 1989, the Soviets were like, oh my goodness, we're going to be fried in 20, 30 years' time. What do we do? And really, ever since then is kind of the era that you live in and what we're witnessing. So the Iron Curtain collapse was faked. Okay, who was it faked by? It was faked by George Soros and his associates. So George Soros and associates, the globalists, have control of aspects of the media, okay, that we listen to and watch. This Iron Curtain collapse was completely faked. Okay, the Soviets collapsed. They gave up Poland, Hungary, all these countries willingly, and the Soviets organized with inside government, specifically Vladimir Putin and crew, getting into politics. Okay, so the Soviet Union appears to be dead. It's not dead. It's all run by a psychopath currently, obviously Vladimir Putin. Now, everyone thinks that he's so wonderful and all this, and he's for the Western world. He's lying to you. Why is he funding Iran? So the events that are unfolding today are because Barack Obama was a traitor. Okay, and Barack Obama was the Soviet plant. Barack Obama was orchestrated to the White House for a number of years. Okay, it was planned. Iran's nuclear program was started way back in 1992 when Kazakhstan, the Soviet Union collapsed. Oh goodness, we lost two nuclear weapons. Here you go. So Iran and North Korea have had a nuclear program for a long, long time. Syria had a covert nuclear weapons program, and all these facilities were put online before Barack Obama's presidency. The reason is the enemy is looking to do, at the end of, I guess it was Hillary's term, a communist revolution. So they were preparing a complete turnaround in the Western world, where the Western world would accept this revolution. This is their final attempt at global control, okay? And I know this is complicated, so once again, go on theawakener.ca. In this final moment of global control and seizing the U.S. government, they know that the U.S. complex, much like 1917 in the Russian Revolution, that the U.S. complex has to be overburdened by war, okay? This gives them the best chance to seize the government. And also, like Barack Obama's movie, Leave the World Behind, an EMP weapon. An EMP weapon causing mass chaos where the electrical grid dies. And obviously an internal war and the takeover of the U.S. government. So this is what the communists were planning in Hillary's presidency by the end to do, where they were to be the ones to seize control. Now, Barack Obama's presidency has everything to do with this because Barack Obama was giving the tools to the enemy to set this all up. Okay. Now, the enemy cannot simply use their nuclear weapons. They cannot simply use their EMP weapons because all fissile material is traceable. So think about it this way. The communists, if they use their own fissile material, suffer from consequence of action. That is basically if they use this EMP weapon and the revolution fails and the U.S. holds them off and the communists don't get control, the U.S. will then have an investigation and show everybody, oh my goodness, it was Russian fissile material or was Iranian fissile material, and boom, the enemy gets nuked and they're worse off than they were back in 1945. Okay? So this is why the communists suffer from consequence of action and why there must be a plan inside the White House, Barack Obama, to transport the U.S. fissile material over to Iran and North Korea. And I've detailed how it's done through Canada, on previous podcasts, and obviously on the website, theawakener.ca. This is a very interesting moment in time that we're living in right now. So the Western world knows, I guess the U.S. complex knows, that a world-changing, power structure-changing war was going to be pinned on it. They're not silly. The events unfolding on your TV, if you believe anything regarding control that plays out in your television right now in regards to Biden, Trump, Kamala, you need to really start thinking more deeper into aspects of who controls the media, counter blackmail, and that kind of thing. So I really like looking forward to this election. It's a very interesting time. And like I said, I've made my predictions on theawakener.ca. So go on there, subscribe to the podcast. You can subscribe to my blog. And there's so much articles that you can read and so much information. It's really like a PhD all lined up for you to... The reason why things are happening, ladies and gentlemen, is because Obama's a Soviet plant. The reason Israel is acting the way they're acting is because they knew an extermination war was going to be pinned on it. Once the U.S. complex went down, everybody else in the Western world is a fair game. Europe's a fair game. Taiwan's a fair game. Israel's a fair game. This is why events are unfolding the way they're unfolding. Now, we're going to go to the Patreon show for our listeners. So I just want to thank you all for listening to the show. Go to theawakener.ca.